Hey guys, how's it going? This is the Dual Shockers Shockcast, episode 135. This is the first cast we have done since E3, and that show was definitely crazy. There was a few of us there in Los Angeles. I definitely feel like I'm still there. And Giuseppe was at home, and he saw everything, you know, firsthand as it came out. We definitely have a lot to talk about. Microsoft, especially during the show and afterwards. But before that, we'll get into the new releases. With me today is Giuseppe Nelva, our news editor.
Hello, everyone.
And Alyssa James, our staff writer.
Hey, guys.
All right, Giuseppe, do you have the new releases?
Do I?
Yeah, do you?
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't? Oh, okay.
You never asked me. Do we really have to do that? I mean, we're talking about E3. Who the hell cares about?
Okay,
the releases this week. I mean,
I know that Deadpool comes out tomorrow.
Wow!
I canceled my pre-order on that though, because mm-hmm. I have too much on my plate right now. I got The Last of Us and Remember Me.
Okay. I have the new release. I was joking.
Oh, I was just gonna talk about Deadpool, but yeah, you go ahead.
goodness.
There are games coming out.
Okay, so we have there are games coming out. We have Game & Wario coming out. Well, it's already came out on
June 23. I heard that was fantastic.
Oh. Yeah, no, mini games. Like, I mean, Nintendo mini games. Oh.
Fun series.
Fun series to play when you have when you're 5 years old.
Look, hater. Okay, just.
I'm not a hater. I'm just saying that mini games.
I am about the Mario Party life though, but I've never played Game of Wario. But I heard that this one is like meh.
Anyway, then there is Joe Danger for PC.
Okay.
Joe Danger 2, the movie from PC. What? Is this a really or something?
I have no idea.
I mean, Joe Danger and Joe Danger 2? Okay. Ride to Hell Retribution for PC, PS3, and Xbox 360. Company of Heroes 2 for PC.
That looks Project like it was X fun. Zone. If you're into
that looks
good.
That's
a lot of fun. Yeah.
Yeah. And there is Project X Zone for 3DS and 3DS. Just for 3DS. That seems to be another fun one. Mm-hmm. And then there is Muramasa Rebirth for the Vita. That's a good one.
So then this game's coming out, man.
Sorry?
No, I said, you see, there is stuff that came out. Is this last week or this week?
No, this is this week.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, June 27, it's this week.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not. And then there is Deadpool for PS3, Xbox 360, and PC. Then there is Towerfall for the Ouya. So some games are coming out for the Ouya.
Oh, shit.
Which is shaping up to be the failure of the century. Then there is Spartacus Legend for the PS3 and Xbox Live. Digital release and nothing else. Outline Miami for the PS Vita and PS3.
I'm probably gonna pick that up. I've heard a lot of things about that.
This looks interesting.
Yeah.
Pool Nation for PSN. There is Magic the Gathering Duels of the Planeswalkers 2014 for PSN, Xbox Live, iPad, and PC. And there is a couple of releases for the PS3, PS1 classics. Worship Gunner 2 and Riding Star, which is basically My Little Pony for the PSN.
All right.
Then there is Cytus Lambda for the PSN. First time I hear about this. Then Super Splatters for the PC.
Oh my god, when does this list end? Jesus Christ.
Contra Evolution for the iPad and iPod.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Rogue Legacy for PC, Dark for PC and Xbox 360, and Gun Monkeys for PC. And Jack Keen 2 The Fire Within for PC. That's it.
Thank God.
that many. I was just being slow and steady.
No more slow and steady. I'm kind of split. I am a fan of comic books, so Deadpool kind of has my attention, but I canceled my pre-order, so whatever. I'm gonna pick Hotline Miami because I think that's one I will pick up on Tuesday when it drops. I've heard a lot of good things about it. What about you guys?
I think go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, Deadpool Project. Technically, it's Cross Zone, even though it's an X. It's stupid, but
whatever.
Project Cross Zone. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Whatever, it's just fan service, honestly.
Yeah.
I know. So I go with that one. What was the other game? It was Muramasa.
Muramasa the Bird.
Yeah, that one I'd like to play too. So it'd be those three.
Three?
Three? That, damn. What the hell? That's you told nice. Two of, you told two of them.
Seppy?
One
you please
plus
pick
one,
one
is two, not three.
Anyway, no, I said Deadpool. I said Project.
Ah, Deadpool, okay. I kind of removed that pool. Okay, I'm kind of conflicted myself between Muramasa Rebirth and Company of Heroes 2. Probably just going to go with Muramasa Rebirth because I love the art style.
All right, boom.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, none of us can decide on one this week.
Nope. Okay.
I think I'm just going to stick with Hotline. I'm just going to stick with Hotline Miami. Fuck Deadpool. Mm-hmm. He can wait.
Oh.
He can wait.
Well,
overrated.
It would say the same to you, so it's no problem.
Oh, of course.
That's true.
So, E3, Microsoft, Giuseppe, go.
Microsoft? Why are we starting with Microsoft?
Why not? I was there at E3. Mm. I mentioned that once. We went to the Microsoft conference. Mm. And I'm serious. I didn't even feel... Is there like a... You know those sounds of Google Hangout? Where are those sounds? With the applause, because that was just, I don't know, man. It was really underwhelming. There was, thank God, Google effects. There we go. Yeah, really underwhelming. Does this one work? Let me see. It sucked.
Yeah, stop playing with stuff. Anyway, yeah, it was. I mean, there were some good things. I mean, they showed a lot of games, but they were kind of, I don't know. Forza looked great. Besides the we're revolutionizing, we're doing this, we're doing that. You know, all the Forza talk when Dan Greenwald comes on stage and does the talk, and you know, we have the intelligent avatars. You know, problem with that intelligent avatars, the drive avatars is that when you play Forza online, any Forza game online, you know, the people are stupid. They can't drive. They can't overtake for shit.
Those are gonna be some stupid drivatars.
No, I mean, if there is one thing in every driving simulator out there is that people can't overtake.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot harder to.
They think it's bumper cars, basically.
No. It's that many don't even do it on purpose because it's a lot harder to overtake. Without the sense of death that you don't, that you have less on a screen, so people just misjudge these distances and hit you when they try to overtake you, or even just you know there is what driving simulator fans call the first turn, the first corner course. Basically, everyone starts in nicely lined. You get to the first first corner. Inevitably, the last person in last position forgets to brake, hits one. It's the one in front of him. Everyone goes out on the first corner.
Yeah.
And the problem is that according to what they told, you know, this thing is going to kind of detect when people are being aggressive. You know, when people are playing dirty, you know? So, yeah, he's bumping on you. So he's playing dirty. So basically every single frigging car, AI car, will start playing dirty at every frigging corner.
All right.
So, yeah. So is it not enough that, you know, we are playing bumper cars online? Now you're going to play bumper cars offline as well.
I know.
You know that's awesome. Mm.
So it's
good job, good job, Turn 10.
Lukewarm right now towards Forza 5.
I mean, I love the many ideas they had. The whole thing about, you know, I mean, the graphics look awesome.
Of course, the graphics are great. Yeah.
Yeah, but the whole thing. Oh, we have Forza Vista for every car. Who the fuck cares? Let me fucking drive the cars. I don't want to walk around them. I don't want to explode them. Oh, you can explode the car. Yeah, I don't want to explode. It means like opening the doors, the whole opening the hood and whatnot. I don't want to open the hood of the car. I want to drive it.
Why would you are you open wasting the hood? What purpose does that serve anyway?
It's just their static model. You can run. You can just with Kinect walk around it, and you know. I don't even know. The only thing about Auto Vista was like, I mean, it was funny in. Sorry, it was funny. No, I'm trying to recollect my thought because. You know, it was funny in Forza 4. It was funny because it had a few cars, you know, that was just like 20 cars. But it had a comment by Jeremy Clarkson, you know, that was what made it worth it. But if they don't have that, because I doubt Jeremy Clarkson is gonna do the comment for like 1,000 cars or something, it's gonna be how many cars it's gonna have. He's not. I mean, the funniest thing was they had the off-road thingy from Halo in it with Jeremy Clarkson making fun of it. It was golden, you know. The kid, it was like the kid of the internet told me this is incredible, and you know, that was a lot of fun. But if you just can walk around your frigging 400 cars and look at them,
that's
I don't want to look at them. I want to drive them.
Yeah, who gives
that's
a shit?
That's it. Complete waste of resources.
Yeah,
I mean,
no
I don't understand.
Five people will use that.
No. I mean, a lot of kids will use that. I'm sure. But
you think kids
I mean,
have that attention span? It's like, oh, I'm gonna look at my car, walk around the fucking hood.
A few people are gonna use. Come on, a few
well,
people
that's
are
what
gonna
I said,
use
a few, it. Five. Yeah.
But if you kind of make it, if you compare it to the rest, I mean, to what really is worth it, like driving the car. I mean, that's very much of a waste of resources, and that's just basically pushing Kinect down our throats. Because that's what it is, you know.
But now they're kind of not doing that. But we'll get into that later.
Are they?
Well, no, we're gonna get into that. Don't worry, we're gonna get into that.
Okay, let's
some
move
of the
to
games.
Another game.
Yeah,
Rise. Let's talk about Rise.
In terms of Rise, that was the one.
Quick time event.
Yeah, no, I fully understand that. With Rise, I don't know. I'm still kind of on the fence with it. It was the only game that I kind of liked more so than the others.
Did you try it? I mean, did you play it?
I did not get a chance to play it, no.
Yeah, because everyone that played it said that it's a snooze fest.
Oh, well,
if you read every single preview online of it.
Yeah.
Because basically what it is, I mean, my reaction to that one was great. Aliza was there. Aliza, tell them a reaction.
Yeah.
Aliza, you tell them.
I can't remember all the details. You'd probably be better off.
Okay. Since your memory is faulty, I'm going to go ahead and tell it. Basically, I was like, oh, wow, this is great. Oh, my God, this is awesome. Oh, my God, look at this ship. Look at this. Oh, great. Oh, my God. Oh, quick time event.
Yeah. And that's all you did, too.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. This looks like piece of shit.
It was so boring. And the thing was, there was one little part that I kind of liked. It was when all the soldiers were, like, lined up and they were forcing, like...
I like
you
that,
know,
too,
were,
as well. Yeah, the
wall
shields.
Cool.
More quick time events.
Yeah,
I know. And then I was saying, too, in the beginning, like, right before you even fought, I really liked how they opened it up. Like, you're kind of in this zone and you're watching your comrades, like, dying. Like, this one guy like gets hit with like in the head with like
watching.
A
that's
the guy gets his arm like burnt off. Like that was horrific, and I really liked it. And then it went to QuickTime events, and that was terrible. And then it had the whole line thing when you were defending against arrows and trying to throw your spears against the enemies and watching your comrades fall, and then it went back to QuickTime. So.
I mean, you were giving orders to the guys, and it was still QuickTime events. I mean, you didn't even use the voice recognition thing to do that. You had to freaking press a button.
Mm-hmm. That's, I know.
Man, put your arrows!
I'm a big fan of Heavy Rain, so I'm no stranger to QuickTime events. They don't really bother me that much. It was just the fact that I could tell from watching the demo that it really looks like a monotonous game where you'll just be doing the same thing over and over. They'll just change the scenery like here and there, change the enemies here and there. It didn't seem like it was a variable experience. So that was the only problem that I had with it. It just looked like it should be really bland.
I understand, Heavy Rain, but Heavy Rain is a completely different game. I mean, the QuickTime events were to drive the story.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. And this one, it looks like it's going to be really just you're going through the motions. That's why it didn't really impress me.
Yeah, really.
Much.
I mean, a QuickTime event for, like, it seems it has like a 3 or 4 QuickTime events per enemy.
Yeah.
And they say, but they're not QuickTime events because they're optional. You still win even if you don't use them. So what the fuck are you doing?
You're just sitting there watching a movie.
I'm just sitting there.
Just popping Gladiator. Just watching Gladiator. Same thing.
Yeah. This is basically like Rome Total War, Rome 2 Total War,
mm-hmm.
without a Total War.
I believe you.
It's Rome 2, the movie.
Yeah.
From first person, like Creative Assembly when they released the Fall of the Samurai expansion for Shogun 2, they put the first person Gatling guns and cannons. That's what it is, basically. Which was the most useless thing ever. Okay. So what else did they add?
So fuck Rise. Quantum Break. Oh, so Quantum Break is actually a video game. I don't know if you guys know that now. It's actually a video game. I had no idea until E3 that Quantum Break was actually a video game.
What?
I thought it was a TV show. I had no idea.
It ties in. I mean, can they just do, a video game with the video game? I mean, without other things?
Just, like, having live-action, like, cutscenes just seems so dated. No matter how good the game is, it seems really
like
fucking dated.
Early 1990s. Why do they do that still?
Yeah,
I actually heard someone on the comments somewhere on the side that say that thing was one of the best things that E3 for him. I don't understand that. Yeah,
I mean, I don't know. I don't even remember what I saw. That's how forgettable it was. I think there was a couple things in the trailer. I was like, okay, this is kind of cool. But I mean, like, that was the whole Microsoft show for me. I'm just sitting there, just like, that's
on.
All right.
Metal Gear, come on, that one was cool.
Yeah, but that, I mean, that's not an exclusive.
Who cares? It's
no,
a game.
I'm saying it looks amazing, but I'm trying to focus more on, like, what Microsoft's trying to offer right now.
Well,
of course,
yeah,
Metal Gear Solid looks fucking amazing. They opened the show with that.
Let's talk about games and not talk about exclusive, because I'll play games and we don't play exclusives. It's not that an exclusivism is more of a game than games.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying we're focusing on the Microsoft conference. So I'm just trying to look at like what Microsoft is offering, and then we can get into everything else that's multi-platform. I'm going to have a great time playing Metal Gear Solid 5 and Watch Dogs and Battlefield 4 on my PS4. in terms of Microsoft, the stuff that they're offering like to sell
Minecraft.
Their system...
Wait, not Minecraft!
That's another one where I'm just like, whatever. Forgettable.
I mean, who the hell wants to play Minecraft on a console? I don't get it. I'm guilty of the fact that I never really understood the attractive of Minecraft. I mean, everyone tells me I'm crazy about that. But honestly, if I want to play a creative game, I'm gonna play Second Life. I don't know. I play between air quotes. Because the play part of it is not that playable.
I've never really gotten into it. I don't know. I tried it. I was like, the I don't know.
It's Lego. Yeah, Lego, I mean.
Yeah. Or fucking building okay. blocks.
They're going to send a lot of. We're going to receive a lot of hate mail about this, I'm sure. But anyway,
you guys know where to send it. Yeah. You can split it David up too.
David Rodriguez at DualShockers.com.
Yes.
It's
okay, Giuseppe. You probably get more than me anyway, so I'll
I never get hate mail. Everyone loves me.
God, what else? Sunset Overdrive. There's a guy running around, jumping on shit. Who cares? I don't know. Do you guys have any thoughts on that one? Because I'm about to move on from that.
Okay. I think was already. I was already falling asleep by then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shit. Yeah.
That's it was like.
Yeah. No. That's how the most of the show was. Like even like the Halo teaser. It wasn't just me. Like the whole room just did not seem to give a shit about that.
There's Crimson Dragon. There is Crimson Dragon though.
Yeah.
Didn't have sound. Any sound.
Oh yeah. Actually, I don't know if you guys. I don't know if you guys heard this in the stream, but people were like shouting out sounds in the audience.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
They were like pew 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 pew, and they were growling and shit.
I mean that game is like it was like supposed to be for 360 like ages ago. So I don't even know why it was on the conference. It was like, oh, we have some time, so let's put it on. Oh, we didn't press out. Oh, well, it's okay. Let's have it anyway.
Remember, Giuseppe, this is the E3 of like all those games people have wanted for, you know, 5 years or more. Let's bring them in at the same time. Bring them all in.
Let's show all the crap we had in the same show, because we have to tell them that we have thousands of exclusives.
Yeah.
So even every little thing in the archives, let's pull them out. But all of them, you know, even Sony or whatever, especially Nintendo, you know. So it's really like, oh, we have to show them that we have games. So let's pull everything out. Well, that was there in the conference. I don't remember. It's been a long time because you're late.
Yeah.
What's there? I don't remember. Oh, seriously, what's that? What else was there?
At Microsoft, there was
Halo. Halo.
I said that. Already. I just said that.
Show. That was the best.
Yeah, huh? I just said that. I just said Halo. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I was like, who
Master Chief and no one really. Show.
Yeah, no one gave a shit. And you would think Halo would get them a huge pop.
It was a great cutscene, but people were tired about the whole. It was lack of the diversity. Oh, well, of course, Titanfall. That one was cool. Come on.
Yeah, I'm a fucking idiot. Titanfall is one game that I do really like. I totally forgot about Titanfall. That one looks very good.
Besides the fact, we are doing the exclusive because of the power of the cloud.
I don't fucking care. That shit's going to be on PS4 in 12 months.
Yeah. Yeah, but we want the power of the cloud, but it's going to be on Windows 7 that doesn't have the cloud. So why? Okay, but you know, money bags. But just still, I don't care. It's a good game. It's a game that
Giuseppe,
looks real.
You sound like
good.
You're just melting down right now.
No.
I know.
I just woke up.
Okay. You're just anyway,
no. It looks really cool. There is nothing to say about that. Like the whole robots were awesome.
Giuseppe,
you know?
Likes something, everybody. Giuseppe likes something. It took 25 minutes,
Forza.
But
no, I like Forza. It was the first
you know
game
why,
I pulled
you
out.
You know what it is? We know you're gonna like Forza. Like that was expected. You know, it was after. Yeah, it was everything after
you
that.
You know what? This is probably going to be the first Forza I don't play at launch because I'm not gonna have an Xbox. Because I'm probably not gonna buy it.
$500.
That was the whole clincher. Like, oh, I was like, oh, and we are proud to bring the console worldwide for it. And was like, oh yeah, now they're gonna deliver the punch. It's going to be $300. It's going to be super cheap. So $500. I was like, what the fuck? $500,000? Is that which by the way translates to €500,000 because someone in the gaming industry thinks that $1 and €1 is the same thing, you know?
Yeah, what is well, I mean
I don't know. €1 is basically $1.50.
But I don't think they were saying that that was the conversion rate. They were just saying it's going to be 500, you know, euros over there.
And
you can go fuck yourself. That's too much.
Yeah, that's Europeans. Fuck you. Go fuck yourself.
I think we're like because... I think Joel said this or somebody else in an email. We're pretty much like one or two E3s away from Microsoft saying they don't recognize what was it, Europe or Japan as a place anymore, because
pretty much
a price is crazy.
But I mean the UK gets its own price, luckily.
Yeah,
like pound 420 or something. I mean, thank you very much. It's still a lot more than $500, you know.
Yeah.
But now I don't know that they think we are like money bags, walking money bags. I don't know. I just know that the whole thing of showing Kinect down our throat for me is the whole clincher for not buying the console. At least I will have to sooner or later for work. But you know, when I have to buy something for work, kind of takes the whole pleasure out of it, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, Microsoft, I love you a lot. You can send me the console for free, and I will definitely review all your games, because no one else in at DualShock is going to buy it.
I'm going to go on record. I'm definitely not. I will shell out the money for PS4.
I'm kidding. Maybe someone will. I mean, we have some people that love Xbox, so you never know. Like, I'm sure Dana loves Xbox, for instance. Then, you know, Joel has his whole shooter thing, so he's probably going to get it as well sooner or later. I'm just, you know, I don't know. Just costs too much. I don't want to spend $100 for a glorified camera that I can't even use because I don't have enough face.
Let's talk about this now. So they had their conference, right? They didn't acknowledge any of the shit that they were talking about prior. And then I think it was about like a week later, Don Matrick came out and said, "Hey guys, the always online thing that Kinect that turns into a Decepticon, yeah, we were kidding. Oh wait, no, I'm sorry. It was just Kinect, always online.
The Kinect weren't kidding. That's a problem.
I'm sorry. But the always online stuff, they said no.
No used games and not all the DRM stuff. Kidding.
LOL, JK.
Yeah,
they still look like assholes. That's the thing, though. For me, anyway.
I mean, that's great. We have to say that's a victory for the consumer. I don't care why they did it. I don't care how they made them look. It's great because it shows that consumers can, you know, push around the corporation like Microsoft.
Yeah.
There isn't much. We can do it, guys.
Now just lower that price and we'll talk.
You can.
Just lower the price and we'll talk.
That's a problem. I mean, before, the console was a turd. Okay?
But now it's just a turd with sprinkles on it. It's still a piece of shit. No.
Now it's simply an overpriced console with a camera. Now it's not a turd anymore. It's a console that costs too much.
I can't wait to see these sales. That I'm really looking forward to that. I really want to see like who they were able to rescue.
Believe me, there are gonna be a lot of people buy it.
Yeah,
they're gonna be. I can bet you whatever you wanted. At least in the US, it's going to be almost neck to neck with the PS4.
Okay,
almost. Yeah, because
I think it is pre-orders, right?
Huh?
And what, pre-orders, sorry? I think pre-orders.
PS4 was destroying it, but I don't know like what it's at now.
Yeah,
but
think now it's like the opposite. Like,
No, it's the same. It's the same.
It is
awesome. Because the Xbox overtook the PS4, but the PS4 has like five different bundles, while the Xbox is just one.
Yeah.
So it's not
even. We don't really know, but
we're talking about Amazon, by the way. And
Amazon.
They don't even have a bundle for Xbox One. It's just the console. And go fuck yourself.
Yeah, no, but I mean, it's going to sell. There is a lot of people that are loyal to the brand. Because honestly, I appreciate a lot of the games, but the only reasons to buy, the only reason to buy that console at the moment, if you're loyal to the brand, because there is really nothing else.
Exactly.
If you actually liked the always online thing, because there are people who like it. Now it doesn't have it anymore. Then there was really the only reason that the only thing that actually distinguished itself, unless you like Kinect, and in that case you're an idiot.
Wow. We just lost our two Kinect fans.
Well, I can afford it. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, you can afford it.
No, I'm kidding there. But you know, the fact is that if you buy a console for a camera, I don't know. That's on you. Jokes
on
you.
If you're a Dan Central fan, then I understand. Kind of. A little bit. I kind of understand if you're a Dan.
I mean,
Dan Central's fucking fun. But I wouldn't spend $500 for Dance Central.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. What I meant is that, okay, Dance Central is fun, but there are people that would buy a console just for Dance Central. Dance Central seems to me something that, you know, you buy on the side for when you have people home.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You don't buy the console to play Dance Central.
You don't play it by yourself.
No, I mean, you play Dance Central. You buy Dance Central when you already have the console. To entertain people that come home, you know, to play with them. But if you don't, I don't see Dance Central as a console seller, honestly.
Yeah, it's not.
This is turning into the fucking Xbox podcast part two.
We have time.
No, it's like these guys are just, oh my god, you just cannot stop talking. I just cannot stop talking about these guys. They're just. I mean, you want to talk about stumbling into the next generation. Oh, my God.
You know, they have done something right, though. They listened. Changed some of the things. I mean, that's something not everyone does. That's something you have to give them props for. I mean, they probably did it for the money. They did it because they knew what they were losing, like, by a landslide, whatever.
No, they were a joke. That's what it is. They were a fucking joke.
They still came out and said, "I'm sorry, we done screwed up," and that's something that takes guts. That's something I can respect. I don't care why they did it. That's something that doesn't happen, and that's something that doesn't happen much, and that's something that doesn't happen much by Microsoft. Well, they are doing it a lot lately. So I have to say, with Windows 8, they're doing like, we're done screwed up Windows 8, so we're going to turn back to Windows 7.
Yay, the start button.
Yeah, so lately they're doing it a lot, but still, that's something you don't expect from Microsoft, you know. So yeah, maybe something is changing. That's something, you know, you need to fail to grow.
Well, they failed.
So maybe they're gonna grow, and that's a good thing. I don't know. I'm gonna give them the benefit of the doubt without buying the console for now. Well, I'm going to sit by the sidelines and wait to see how it comes out, because in the end, that price is going to drop.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that price drop.
Yeah, when the price drops to $400, $350.
Maybe.
You know what? They know what they need to do.
Yeah.
They need to come out another time and say, we're done, screwed up. So we're going to tear off Kinect from the console. You can buy it if you want it, and it's gonna cost $399. That would make me buy the console at launch. I promise.
Make
Microsoft, if you do that, I promise. Don Matrick, I give you my solemn pledge. If you're still going to have your job by July the first, because we still don't know, because they're going to restructure, that they say. But anyway, Don Matrick, or whoever is going to have the job by July the first, I give you my solemn pledge. If you tear off Kinect from the box, I'm going to buy it on day one.
Awesome.
I'm going to, the day you tell me that you tear off Kinect from the box, I'm going to go out and pre-order the console, paying in full, right that moment. I promise. Really.
All
right. I'm going to sign a contract in blood. I'm going to do that. So please do that, and I you have a customer.
I think that's a good place to end with Microsoft, right there. Giuseppe, you guys got a nice little nice deal there.
Yeah, blood. That was nice.
So the other big conference was Sony. And I gotta say, what I thought was funny about this E3 was, like, the news was when Sony said you can trade used games the way you always have. that was like a crazy standing ovation. People were getting up in their seats. It was madness. Like, that was the news.
I am amazed that they didn't show that video with Shohei Yoshida.
Oh, that was fucking funny, yeah.
But why they didn't show it at the conference? Like, that would have been even better.
Icing on the cake, if they had shown that. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, the used games thing, I mean, yay, whatever. There's not much to say about that.
Who cares? I mean,
$400.
Really, that's great. $400, yeah. That's interesting.
And that's what I said, though. Dude, I told you, 400 is that nice, even number. And on top of that, since the Xbox One was announced at 500, it makes 400 look so much more appealing.
Yeah.
It's $100 less.
I know.
It was like that conference was like seeing like a school bully like kicking on the poor little boy. It's like, stay down. Boom. Stay down.
No, the thing is, they definitely, Sony did take a lot of shots at them because they knew, like, they had them on the ropes and they were just going in on them.
Yeah. Remember the stupid, like, misguided rape joke that came out during Killer Instinct, which is another thing that made me snooze, really. Besides the fact, you have to buy each warrior.
And the game looked like shit. That's
anyway. it's not even developed by Rare, by the way. They have the name Rare, but done by someone else. Anyway, yeah, that silly, stupid, misguided joke. I don't know if it was a rape joke or not.
It was not a rape joke. It was basically just he said, "You're getting your ass kicked in this game. Just let it happen." And people, he was more ambiguous with the way he said the joke. He said, "Don't worry, it's going to be over soon." And everyone said, "Oh my God, he's talking about raping her." No, he's not. They're playing a fucking video game that right there.
Yeah, okay, but so, that's not something you say on stage anyway.
Yeah, to be honest, I didn't really take it as that. I think when I reheard it, I'm like, that's something they could have easily avoided. Like, he could have just said another joke. Because it wasn't like the joke was essential to the conference. He could have just
that's something that, you know, even I'm – sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm done.
Listen. I mean, even I, that normally I don't get these kind of things. I mean, I'm totally like, dude, come on. But this time, the first thing that came to mind was that. I don't, come on. Why do you do that kind of blunders? Anyway, that wasn't what I wanted to talk about. What I was talking about is that basically that message was the message that Sony during the conference was telling to Microsoft all the time.
Thank you for bringing it back to Sony. Just close your eyes. I appreciate that. Yeah.
And was kicking them like in the shin all the time.
Now, what did these guys show? They show, okay, well, Giuseppe, I mean, I need to hear, and Alyssa, I'm not sure if you guys were streaming on Skype or whatever.
Yeah, I was watching.
You were? Okay, what was Giuseppe's reaction to Final Fantasy 15? Someone, I need to know this, because no one's told me until, like, I have no idea, so I need to know.
To be honest, I was like fading in and out of consciousness at that point. So.
No, I was happy.
I was so tired.
I was happy. You know, I don't get Kingdom Hearts for some reason. I don't get Disney, so I don't get Kingdom Hearts. Mm-hmm. But Final Fantasy IV 15 was good. Actually, I was more. Since we are talking more about exclusives, I was more happy about Final Fantasy 14. You know, that was
for the PS4. Well, they confirmed it. Yeah.
Yeah, that was expected. I totally expected it. I expected it so much that I actually had it.
Giuseppe?
Sorry. I expected it so much that I actually had it. Someone called me on Skype.
Thank God. Yeah. 14, I'm still not sold on it completely. It looks great. Am I ready to pay monthly for a game that I probably won't play as much as I should to get my money's worth?
Because you're an ass?
Not because I'm an ass, because I just don't have the fucking time to devote to an MMO.
Yeah, like...
Then you're not part of the target, I mean.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm a big fan of Final Fantasy XI. I played that game for years. But I've definitely just do not have the time that I used to. I mean, I was in high school playing XI. So I had, you know, all the time in the world to play it. But now, not so much. It looks great, though. It looks great. I think the people that do buy it will be pleased, including yourself. It looks fantastic. Alyssa, you were going to say something?
Alyssa. Oh,
she's
no,
there.
I mean,
give her time to collect her toads. Come on.
No, I was just going to say something about actually Final Fantasy 15 and Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yeah.
It's funny because I actually have to eat my words now because I was just totally like, I didn't think Kingdom Hearts 3 was going to be announced at all. Like, I'm like, that's not going to be announced for another 2 years. Watch, then push it back. And then with, at the time it was Versus and not 15. I was watch Enix say like it's totally coming out and then show us another terrible trailer. And then I saw the trailers at E3 and it looked really good, I have to admit.
Yeah.
And I was actually really surprised that they were already developing Kingdom Hearts 3. The only thing I'm worried about is because
that's,
like,
I was going to say that's the thing. Kingdom Hearts 3, and just to segue a little bit, but we're going to get back to Sony, Mirror's Edge 2, Kingdom Hearts 3, it's now in development. So that could mean anything because
yeah,
Final Fantasy Versus 13 was in development, was announced as in development in 2006.
It's a trailer. Come on.
No. But I'm saying when they first announced it, it was being developed 2006.
No, you're right.
And then Mirror's Edge 2, a game which I'm so fucking happy that it exists now. I'm not that excited because they said it's coming when it's ready, and that now in development and coming when it's ready both seem like carte blanche to say, yeah, we don't really have a plan. In terms of release, we're just going to kind of move at our own pace.
Play by year, yeah.
And when it comes to video games, that could take for fucking ever. So
no, but you know they have a lot of people at the EA. Looks like they have like 16 studios working with that engine with the Frostbite 3. So you know, maybe they have a lot of people working on that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like now that Battlefield 4 is out. The thing is with just to segue one more time, DICE is working on. Well, they're finishing up Battlefield 4. I was going to say, yeah, they're working on... So I'm curious, how much time is being devoted to Battlefront and how much is being devoted to Mirror's Edge 2? Because you have
I don't care about
Mirror's Edge 2015. I know you don't care.
Battlefront.
I know you don't care.
I mean, you're following the red again.
I'm what?
You're following the red again. There were red things. When I think Mirror's Edge and I see red things and I think... Oh God! Again, why do they make me follow?
I'm actually glad it looks the same as
red.
The first game because I like the aesthetics of the first one. All they need to do is just take out the guns, just all the guns, no guns, more hand to hand stuff. Make the story a little better. No fucking insurance cutscenes, and
they actually said it's gonna be
play and replay that. It's gonna be open world. It's already a good step in the right direction. Open world Mirror's Edge. What? Because that was one game where I'm like, I really want to explore the city right now, but you couldn't.
But you still have to follow the red.
I will. I will follow the shit out of that red.
I hope they are not going to make it that it's open world. Yeah, but you know, but if you want to jump from this building to this building, you have to step on red. Otherwise, you're gonna fall to your death.
Well, I mean, if they're close to each other, you can jump on them. If you want to climb,
up
the building,
then the red things.
Because there are some. Because it needs to look like a building. We need to know what you can climb on. Unless you want to keep jumping at unclimbable fixtures on the building and die.
I mean, yeah, but if it's open world, you should be able to, you know,
figure out your own path, right?
Yeah, you shouldn't need the red things.
That's why they're gonna have a ton of fucking red things, so you can figure out your path. You can take this red thing or this red thing.
I don't know.
Happy.
I didn't see that many. Anyway, yeah, I'm gonna give them a benefit of the doubt.
So you were excited for Battlefront? Is that like more so than 15? Did you like lose
of
your
course.
Shit?
No.
For Battlefront?
No. 15 was the highlight for me. 15 and Metal Gear Solid. But yeah, and 14, of course.
Yeah. What else did Sony show? They showed a lot
of indie games.
That was a big deal. Yeah. They just trotted out four big indie developers, and they definitely seem like they're really going after these indie games. I heard that they're trying to go after DayZ as well. The games they showed on stage were these, you know, popular developers, popular games. It definitely made me it was intriguing to me because I am looking forward to seeing what indie games are going to come out. Because I mean, the more I play AAA stuff, the more I become disillusioned to it, and I want to try like smaller things. And
505 Studios working on a PS4, that's going to be, a lot of them are going to be probably going to be indies. But yeah, and by the way, there is a rumor now that says that Microsoft is going to announce self-publishing at Build, which is a conference in Germany, like very soon. So
Gamescom?
No, no, no. But no. Build, it's another thing.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
But yeah, but we'll see if they do that. That's great. I mean, the more. I mean, they'd be stupid not to do that. The more indie developers you have, the more games you have for cheap. I mean, the more games you, it gives your customer more stuff to play with and more different experiences. That's
right
what
now,
you need.
As things stand right now, a lot of indie developers are given the impression that the PS4 is just, you know, is more appealing because of self-publishing, and it's just easier for them to make their games on the console. But if Microsoft says you can self-publish with us, then it's an even playing field again.
Yeah, catch up. It's playing catch up, but at least they are catching up.
Damage
control,
catch up, whatever you want to call it.
But you know what? I'm okay with that. As long as they do that, I'm okay with it. I mean, people try to paint it negatively when a company plays catch up. I think it's good that they do it. I mean, a lot of companies just came out and do their things and ignore the whole world around them. They just play in a vacuum. You know?
Nintendo. What?
They actually say it. We don't look what the other people do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, good job.
You guys are doing well for yourself.
Yeah, but you know, they play in the vacuum. I actually respect people that have the guts to come out
and say, yeah, we fucked up. We're going to do it. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, I mean, it's something I can respect, definitely. If Microsoft has just two more things to do now. The indie things and the Kinect.
And no more Decepticon that
more TV.
Goes through your underwear when you're not home. No, that, yeah. No more of that. I mean, that's a Kinect, by the way.
I mean, can you imagine an Xbox with no TV? No Decepticon. So, costing like... I think if they totally stripped out TV and the Decepticon, they could even pull it out for $350, because the hardware is less powerful than the PS4. Yeah. So if the PS4 costs $400, they could make it cost $350, and I would buy it. I mean, that would be great. Anyway, yeah. Destiny.
That was really good. Yeah,
that looked really good.
I like the world a lot.
It's Bungie.
I have a habit of pre-ordering a ton of stuff on Amazon, and I canceled every single first-person shooter pre-order. I canceled it except for Destiny.
Which isn't a first-person shooter because it's third-person.
Oh, it's third-person? I'm a fucking idiot. Well, whatever. Hey, you know what? Shooters. There's shooters. They canceled my shooters, and I'm going with Destiny.
You didn't cancel GTA 5.
That's not a shooter. That's like an open-world
You shoot. Shoot stuff.
It's more than shooting. That's like saying, you know, Goodfellas is an action movie.
You're right. You're shooting and looking stupid as well.
There you go. Yeah.
Because that's what you do in GTA games. Anyway. Destiny looked awesome. By the way, were you surprised that no one shown GTA 5?
No. I was not surprised. Because we knew that...
I was.
We knew that Take-Two wasn't going to be at the show in any capacity, so I figured that's probably going to extend the conferences as well. Because they don't want to leave people on and think that their game's going to be on the floor when they're not even there. So
They showed headphones. Headphones?
Yeah, remember at the Sony conference?
Yeah.
The headset, whatever. That's all they showed for GTA 5. No, but I didn't think that they were going to show anything new. Remember, they were... didn't they have...
A trailer, come on.
Yeah. It's like the game is going to sell ridiculous at this point. Do they really need to promote it at E3?
Yeah, but you
know.
It's
going to obliterate records, dude. What, Alyssa?
No, I just said it would have wasted their time. Yeah, I didn't really.
Yeah.
Honestly, with all the hubbub that's going to come out, with all the hubbub that's going to come out in these holidays, to be honest, I like the open world aspect of GTA games. I buy them always, but the fact that it's not going to, it doesn't look revolutionary in any way ever. It looks like another GTA 4. with three people instead of one.
Three people.
Yay! Does it have does it have co-op at least?
No. You switch between the three characters.
So
I don't think so. No.
So I mean, what? Why? Why?
Why?
I mean, that's
you can experience three different narratives at the same time. I don't know. It's something that really has not been done before, especially by Rockstar. So
yeah. So we have one hope to have at least one character as a brain.
That would probably be what's his name, Michael. He's a more level-headed one.
Racist.
What?
Oh, you're being so racist.
How am I being racist?
Because
I was actually, but you see, you cut me off. I was going to say that Franklin is my favorite of the three so far.
You're saying that the only one that has a brain is the white guy.
There's two white guys, and the dumbest motherfucker is white too. Okay, good.
Thank you.
I'm like, whoa.
I was basically doing the Kotaku of. You know.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
You did that already when you were mad about the Xbox One joke.
Oh, you're right. I wasn't mad about it. I was like, I was more like saying, oh, really? Did you really step into that? Like, stepping into the grinder. Like, oh my god, there is a grinder.
No, yeah.
Well, let's go see how it works.
Because of the climate we have right now. Yeah, we're all over the fucking place. Jesus.
be careful, come on.
Yeah. Back to Sony.
Anyway, yeah.
There's not that much more to say about Sony. They had order.
The Order 1886.
Yeah, I was going to say
that was interesting.
That one, I mean, okay, you guys can... For me, it was just like, oh, look, they have guns. There wasn't that much for me to go on.
No, come on, the Victorian thing, the whole style was interesting. The whole setting. Like steampunk Victorian thingy.
Looked good. That's just a personal thing for me.
Aren't there many steampunk games?
No, just I'm talking about steampunk in general. I just don't get it. So the video game, I'll see.
No, it was kind of Dishonored without the Wookiee graphics.
That's what I was thinking too. I'm like, we have Dishonored already. If you want the steampunk shit, so
yeah, but Dishonored is very, very, very peculiar style that not everyone liked.
Yeah. Well.
So, you know, it's a little different, and it looked interesting. And, I mean, it's Sony Santa Monica. What else do you need?
Yeah.
And it was Mad Max as well.
Mad Max was the one that I'm definitely looking forward to. In terms of, you know, like, what else you could do in the game. Because right now, all we know is that there's a desert, you can drive around and shoot people.
And you have a generic American accent?
Yeah, that was weird. Like, why isn't it Australian? I don't know what it is with accents. Why can't they can never get this shit right?
Even I know. We have like an American playing a British.
Yeah.
And
this is and this isn't just video games. This is like movies too. When I was watching Rise, I was watching Rise, Son of Rome. I'm like, they're Romans. Why do they sound like why is there more Cockney in his accent than Oliver Twist?
Do you really want them to sound Italian?
I would actually prefer if they sounded Italian. It would be, you know, they're Romans.
Okay.
Dude.
Crytek, you can hire me. I'm gonna voice act this guy for you. You're gonna press a button. I'm gonna say the line. Press a button. Quick time event. Say the line.
Giuseppe,
you die, you stupid barbarian.
Giuseppe, if you voiced every character, including the women, and the game was said rise, if the game was called like if the game had your voice and said rise. If Dave buy this, we'll kill him. I will still fucking buy it just to hear your
words.
I will buy that.
5 sesterzi for a blowjob.
What?
Sesterzi is the Roman money. So I was trying to be like a Roman prostitute.
You were close enough.
Thank you.
What else did I think that's
oh, by the way, we forgot something. I'm sorry about forgetting it.
Yeah.
I'm a moron. We forgot about the Maximum Conference, The Witcher 3. That's
awesome. That was really good. Yeah.
Thank you, CD Projekt for making my day. Come on.
Masood's not here, but he had a chance to check it out, and he was blown away from what I heard. I wasn't there for the presentation. But he saw it behind closed doors, the whole thing, about 45 minutes. And he just came out of there like I think his pants were wet. He just looked.
I mean, it doesn't look that. It doesn't look that much better than The Witcher 2. But The Witcher 2 already looked like two generations ahead, and it's open world. Which is, by the way, the new black.
Everyone is open world. Beat me to it, Giuseppe. I was about to say that shit. I was gonna say you got The Witcher 3, Metal Gear Solid 5. What else?
The Division. We didn't talk about The Division.
The Division.
As well.
That's another one. And the other thing that's the new black is the whole 24-hour cycle, real-time weather, all that stuff. That's what they're
always
doing
online,
now.
Of course. Which is always online. The whole thing. Now we don't have always online, but the games are gonna be always online anyway.
Yeah. a lot of them. I guess we're gonna move on. But for Sony, they got my thumbs up. The $400 price point. They got some good games. The multi-plat games I'll probably just get for Sony.
You know what was good in the Sony's conference? The Sony's conference was good, even if there weren't that many exclusives. They had a lot of diversity.
Yeah.
Like, they show the Japanese games, Japanese game, Western game. The TV shit, they done it in 7 minutes.
Exactly.
That was great.
Exactly.
And they did it on purpose because people was already, Alyssa, you admitted, was already, Alyssa was there, TV shit, they're doing the same thing. Max, I'm sorry, crap.
I don't know if you guys remember at the very end, they said, but at the end of the day, it's a video game system.
I was like,
so
yeah,
let's get into
coming.
Games. And they're
coming.
Like, bam, right at Microsoft, right there.
When they did it, I was like, it's coming. It's coming. The bomb is coming. Oh, my God. Going to the shelter. Everyone to the shelter. But yeah, Sony did a great job, and it was very diverse. So they had Japanese games. They had Western games. They had indie games. They had AAA games. They had shooters. They have driving games. They have whatever. Whatever you wanted, you had it, and that's great. On the other end, Microsoft looks a lot like the usual Xbox.
Yeah,
you know, Xbox 360. Yeah. Do, which is the thing. I mean, it's going to have the same games, but they're not going to focus on them. Mm-hmm. So. It's more a matter of message. You're gonna have Final Fantasy 15 on the Xbox. You're gonna have Final Fantasy. You're gonna have Kingdom Hearts 3 on the Xbox, but they didn't show them. So the message is that, and you're gonna have MMORPGs as well because then they're gonna have Elder Scrolls Online, which is by the way,
World of Tanks, yay.
Yeah, World of Tanks. Now, Elder Scrolls Online, I'm a bit pissed because they basically delayed it to match the consoles. Mm-hmm. And like, fuck you. Why? I mean, just pull it out for PC and then pull it out for the console, like they're doing for Final Fantasy XIV. They aren't delaying Final Fantasy XIV to put it on the PS4. They're pulling it out this summer. And then when the PS4 is out, they're gonna pull it out as well, and they're gonna give us a DirectX 11 client for the PC as well at the same time. That's great, but why do you delay the whole fucking game to put it on console? You fucking Bethesda morons!
That was so perfect. I'm sorry.
I mean, come on. We have been waiting for a while. People have been playing the beta. It's a good game. Just give it to us.
Yep. You're going to have to wait.
let's move on to Nintendo so I can be
before
cool.
Before we get into Nintendo, because you were touching on it before.
Okay.
I mean, there was a Ubisoft and EA conference. We kind of touched on Battlefront. I keep saying Battlefield. Battlefront.
Well, Battlefront, there is still a battle there.
Yeah, there's a battle. Battle fuck yourself.
By the way, did you hear it? That basically DICE begged the EA to make it because they weren't going to give it to them?
Yeah.
Why are you not giving it to us? We want to do it.
I don't know why EA like gave it to think twice. These guys have killed it with Battlefield. Why wouldn't you give them Battlefront? It'll just be Battlefield with Star Wars, but I'm fine with that. Shit. These guys know how to make like a massive, no pun intended, Battlefield. They know how to make a massive Battlefield with vehicles. That screams Star Wars Battlefront.
Did you see the Battlefield presentation? I don't remember if it was a EA conference or the Microsoft
conference. It was at EA.
Yeah. when the thing came down, the skyscraper was like, what the fuck is this? Yeah. This is awesome.
Oh my god, it's scripted.
I don't care. It's awesome. I'm actually curious if you actually can go into those ruins, because if you can, it's going to
you
be
can.
The best.
You can. Defense, our lead web developer, we played the demo at E3, and I actually personally, it was actually funny. I knocked on the skyscraper, and the developer was standing behind me saying, "Yeah, knock it down, dude, knock it down." I knocked it down, and then you can actually run around like the rubble and everything, shoot each other.
Wow, that's fucking good. Come on, yeah. You can't say that's not fucking good.
No, it looked amazing, especially
the whole map changes from completely. That's incredible.
Like, I mean,
what happens if you're inside the skyscraper when it comes down?
You die. Because actually, defense was inside the building. I had no idea the defense was in there. I brought the building down. I killed half my team because they were all inside the building. I didn't care. I didn't care. I'm like, I am bringing this fucking building down. I don't care who's inside. But I asked defense what happened. He said
it doesn't go down instantly anyway, so they had time to save themselves if they wanted to.
But the thing is, defense said he had no idea. He said he was just running around, and all of a sudden he was dead. And there was just like shit falling in the screen. I mean, Battlefield 4 from it looks too much like Battlefield 3. I think they had to put in the skyscraper because they needed their oh shit moment. It seems like they have an oh shit moment in every Battlefield trailer.
It looks a lot better for me.
It looks good, but I'm just gonna need a lot more convincing because the first Battlefield in Battlefield 3. You know, I played it and I kind of threw it away, so I don't really feel the need to spend $60 right now. I don't feel the need to spend $60 on this game.
Well, I'm not a shooter guy, but I have to admit that I was excited by that skyscraper thing.
No, that was a big deal. That was a big deal. I mean, they had the whole artillery. Though, in Battlefield 3, you could take down in Battlefield 3, you could take down a big ass radio antenna. It's basically the same thing. So
yeah, but you know, you have 64 people on consoles. Is that another big thing?
That was a good thing. That was one thing that infuriated me about Battlefield 3. That the maps were so massive, and yet there were so few people.
Yeah, so that was probably a matter of memory, though.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying, though.
I mean, it wasn't the fault of EA or DICE. It was.
I was not blaming
the platform's problem. Yeah,
I wasn't blaming them. It was just it was a nuisance. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Talking about that, another difference, another clincher for me between the Xbox and the PS4. Mm-hmm. PS4, they both have 8 GB of memory. Mm-hmm. But the PS4's OS takes just one. The
Microsoft is what, like three
gigabytes of those 8 go wasted because this fucking TV thingy.
Yeah, because it has 3 OSs running at the same time, right?
Yeah, but 3 gigabytes, you're basically wasting half of your memory for stuff that's not games.
For stuff that will probably barely be used as well.
No, that people are going to use it, but I don't care. It's not. I have a VCR if I want it.
You have a VCR?
I mean, yes, I'm sure. Why?
You still use VHS? Of course. You're still about that.
Why not? I have a big collection of VHS. I'm not going to throw them away for you.
Oh my god, you can just put that stuff on DVDs.
I know that if I throw them away, I'm going to have people outside my home waiting for them.
What do you have
on
VHS?
I have historical things. Everything.
Oh my god.
Anyway.
Like what? All right, now you know what? Go ahead, because we're going over time anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, the fact is that when you, with memory being so much of a factor in the past generation, why wasting 3 gigabytes for nothing? I mean, make an OS that's agile, completely the whole thing that's seamlessly moving from TV to the game. I can already do that. Mm-hmm. I had the fucking button on the remote. That makes me go from the game even faster. Because it goes from the game to the TV. It even has picture in picture.
I don't think anyone's going to disagree with you on this, Giuseppe.
I even have picture in picture. It does everything.
We went in on this when they announced it. But yeah, no, the people definitely. Anyway.
Yeah, but we still didn't know that by them that crap took 3 gigabytes of the memory. That's idiotic. That's beyond stupid. And I'm still going to buy it if it drops to 399. Okay. I pledge it. But still, that's
just won't look as good.
Come on.
So we got to wrap things up really quick.
Nintendo. We forgot Nintendo.
Yeah, no, we're getting to Nintendo. I was going to say, quickly for Ubisoft, the Division looks fucking amazing. Okay. I'm going to pick that up, definitely. Thumbs up on the Division. Mm-hmm. The rest of it...
Yeah, but it's not for PC. That's stupid.
I don't play on PC, so I'm sorry.
No, there's anyone and everyone that doesn't work on PC at the moment is stupid. Sorry.
Okay. I'll take and, my and stupid
the same. They say... The same goes for Rockstar for not releasing GTA 5 on PC, and that's not a reason.
I've heard your grievances about that. Yeah, so quickly we'll get into... also the crew, I don't know, meh. We'll get into... unless you guys have anything to say, we're going to get into Microsoft. Cool?
No.
Okay, cool. So I'm sorry, Nintendo. Nintendo... Smash Brothers. I mean, Mega Man seemed like... A long Woo-hoo. Time coming. I'm excited. I'm actually excited for the game because of him. He fits like a glove.
You're gonna have with the Wii Fit lady too. Mm.
That is so bizarre. Awesome. Oh my god. Sorry, go ahead.
Are you surprised about anything bizarre being in Smash Brothers?
No. But I didn't think they're gonna play. I did not expect the Wii Fit girl. Have you guys seen the memes for the Wii Fit girl? I saw.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I actually forgot about that.
There was one.
The ones for the villager were hilarious.
Oh my god!
Too.
There's one for the villager. It's just a GIF. He's picking up a plant, and it the screen flashes, and it's him lifting Mario's severed head, and he's covered in blood. For fucking villager! And then for Wii Fit Girl, there's a meme that says your ideal heart rate is zero.
You're
having fun with this shit. It looks good though. I mean, it looks like a Smash Brothers game, and that's really all it needs to be.
Hey.
That's all it needs to be though. I'm just
Smash Brothers HD.
What I'm curious though is how the gamepad is gonna fit, because that's one game where I'd rather use a regular controller and not have to use the gamepad.
You have it.
Well, we'll see.
The Wii U has one.
Yeah, they
It's a piece of crap, but does have it.
No, I know, but what I'm saying is, will the gamepad be required for like the first player or something?
Doubt it.
That's true.
That's what I'm wondering about.
I mean, they add more Mario. Yay!
Super Mario 3D Land.
That looks exactly like Super Mario 3D Land on a 3DS.
World. That's what
just
I called it 3D Land. Yes.
Yeah, 3D World, World. Sorry. Yeah.
I mean, Diana and I played that. We had fun. But it's definitely cat felt like it, the cat suit was all right. But it definitely felt like it felt like New Super Mario Brothers U, where I literally played it for 5 minutes and I didn't play it again.
Yeah, it's exactly the same game. Why Nintendo? Why do you rehash your game so many times?
You know what the thing is though? With each Nintendo system, they want to make like quote the definitive Mario game for each console, and for this one, they are porting a 3DS game. If you're going to bring a game from another system, why not just bring the Galaxy franchise?
Mario Galaxy?
Yeah, and make Galaxy 3. I would buy...
That's exactly what I say.
Bring that in I would play that in a second. 3D Land... 3D World. I'm sorry. I keep fucking saying 3D Land. World...
Because it's the same game.
I'm just like, whatever. I didn't get a chance to play Mario Kart 8, so I don't know. I know Masood had a fun time with it.
Yeah, but it's Mario. It's exactly like Mario Kart 7. Plus some elements basically shoplifted from Sony All-Star Racing Transformed.
Wait, what?
Like, oh yeah, we can go on water we transform the car.
Oh, okay.
Like Sonic. Yeah. It's the same game. It's the same stuff. They basically shoplifted the elements from the other game.
I
actually Sonic looked better.
The double dash formula. I would love to see that reinvigorated. So there was Mario Kart 8. You had Zelda, which I could give two shits about.
It's an age remake. Come on. And the best thing is that it's going to run at 30 frames per second. Because it's too much. Because they say it's too much work to make it run at 60 frames per second. It's a game from 20 years ago. And it doesn't even run at 60 frames per second. Come on.
Wind Waker wasn't 20 years ago, though.
Yeah, I was exaggerating. But you know what I mean, probably would run on a Spectrum 48K,
yeah,
at 60 frames per second. Come on,
yeah.
It looks like frigging crap.
I'm looking forward to Wind Waker HD.
There
have
to be one
person.
Zelda fan. It's fine. It's nothing personal. I just cannot get behind Zelda. I tried so many times. I can't do it.
But there are some cute Zeldas, but that's not Wind Waker. That's the most kiddish, horribly looking, terrible.
To go a little off topic, though, I mean, I've never played Wind Waker, but from what I've read, it has one of the most violent endings, apparently. In terms of all
it does.
Yeah, that's what I read.
Yeah.
It still looks like a cartoon for 5 years old.
No, it doesn't. It's just like cel shaded, but the graphics keep up very well.
Yeah, it still looks like a cartoon for 5 years old. It doesn't matter if the graphics are bad.
You know the thing is, though, with Wind Waker HD, if the Zelda fans are pleased, that's all that matters, because there's millions of them, and the game will sell, and that's all they really care about.
Yeah,
as long as they're happy, they're happy. I guess the only game I played at the Nintendo booth that really kind of caught my attention was Bayonetta 2. I never played the first Bayonetta. This one was...
That's why.
Fuck Bayonetta 2. The Wonderful 101. That game was a lot
of fun. That's nice.
That was a lot of fun.
I played that one when it was cool, when it was not cool yet.
What was it called? It was a different game, right?
No, it was still cool.
Oh, okay.
No, it was actually still Project something.
Project
P100. Yeah, that one is really cool. The only problem is that it's Pikmin with superheroes.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember that. That's what you said before. Yeah, there are some differences. Because I did play Pikmin 3, and they are two distinct games. There are some things you do in 101 that you do not do in Pikmin, and vice versa. I would go as far as say that 101 I had a lot more fun than Pikmin 3.
Oh yeah, definitely. Pikmin is a snooze fest for me. The problem is this still bad at communicating what the hell you have to do? Because when I played it, you had to beat down this immense robot. You were in his hair arms, doing stuff and beating up stuff, and you couldn't for like I was in this Nintendo event, and like no one freaking knew how to freaking go past that part.
You're talking about 101, right? Is this the because in my demo, it was a robot you were fighting, and you had to make a whip to tear off his armor.
Yeah. This robot, you were on his arms and then on his shoulders. Yeah. You had to move around. Yeah, it was too, like, everyone was there. There was the Nintendo boot babes, because Nintendo has boot babes at that event, and they were there like, oh, yeah, you have to do this, and it didn't work. No, but you have to do this, but it didn't work.
Oh, my God.
So yeah, it was kind of confusing, but it was a lot. Like the whole robot thing that was supposed to be the centerpiece was the less impressive part. The whole part in which you actually went around the level and gathered superheroes and whatnot, that wasn't very impressive. I like that.
I hope you can make more weapons too, because right now there's only like I think 4 weapons I was able to make.
I think that's all you can do.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess it's how they incorporate that into the rest of the game. Far. But I mean, it was definitely a game that I was just able to turn my brain off and have some fun.
Yeah, that was fun. Bayonetta 2 looked like Bayonetta 1.
Yeah, I didn't play the first
with
one.
Short hair.
It just looked really. I didn't know what the hell was going on, but I was winning, so that was fun.
Yeah, you know, it pretty much looks like Bayonetta 1, which isn't a bad thing, but you know, it's not and nothing big.
Yeah.
X looks great.
It looks amazing.
I'm not sure what the name is going to be, but I'm going to call it X until they do it. But that looked great. Unfortunately, it was just a trailer.
Yeah, that was not their booth.
Amazing.
And yeah, it's going to come in 2014 whenever. So yeah, I'm going to be excited when they actually show something about that.
All right.
Overall, Nintendo was very underwhelming for me because it's always the same crap. Always saying crap. Do something new, Nintendo, for the life of me, once in your life.
You'll get no argument.
Your heads are not going to. Your heads are not going to explode. Yeah. Like there was this strip on Control Alt Delete, which is a webcoming, in which there was the whole panel at Nintendo, which with the shareholders were not, was Iwata saying, "Oh, we can do something new this time," and someone had exploded. Because that's probably what's going to happen. because Nintendo seems to be totally averse to any kind of evolution. I'm not the kind of guys that says that games need to be original to be good. But come on,
the disappointing part is that they have IPs that they haven't used in a while, and they have this technology with the gamepad, which is being underutilized. They could make some ridiculous games with that technology, and they're just not really utilizing it the way they should.
All I heard during that conference was the underlying message was, have patience. We're going to have games.
Please be excited.
Now, that's Square Enix, but Square Enix actually delivered. Square Enix actually delivered at this E3. Square Enix at the best E3 in ages. Sorry? Lisa, what did you say?
I said it took them too long, though. They don't get too fast for me.
I don't care. They delivered. They had the best conference. They actually rocked it. You suck. They actually rocked it. Like, they were all over the place. They had their own stream and whatnot, and they rocked it. They really connected with the audience. Like, they normally, Square Enix has always been this company that's very monolithic, kind of like Nintendo, and does its thing, you know, and doesn't care about what the customers say. Lately, they had this big change of heart, and they are trying to connect with the audience, and they're doing really well. I think it's kind of the whole factor that pushed it was the failure of Final Fantasy XIV. When Yoshida came on, that kind of pushed the whole, I think it kind of gave the company a push, and because he is a gamer and he's probably the only real gamer in that company. Because Square Enix is a company made of a lot of big professional. Actually, Nomura is another gamer. Probably the Nomura plays too many games, probably, and
that's why it took so long.
Too little
yeah, exactly.
Plays shooters a lot. he stays up all night playing Battlefield. That's why. Then he's asleep on the job. I don't know, but anyway, Yoshida kind of pushed the company in a direction that's new and that I really can get behind, and I think it's a very good direction for the company, and it shows that because the DC3, they kind of rocked it. They came in and they say, we have this game, and they're awesome, and that's good, you know?
Right.
All right.
Yeah, and they're actually considering making Final Fantasy 15 and Kingdoms Hearts 3 for PC, which is great. Considering, take it with a grain of salt. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, they are looking at their options. They're not being monolithic anymore, which is a good thing. I mean, it's those Japanese companies. The only real weakness they always had is that they kind of were there in their own vacuum, you know, in their own limbo. Yeah. And they didn't really listen too much to the customer. They're starting to, and it shows.
Nintendo, wake the fuck up. Look at Square Enix.
No more Mario, please.
Yeah. All right.
Please.
So we're gonna wrap this up. We went way over time, but who cares? It's E3. First podcast in 2 weeks. What are you guys playing right now?
Alyssa, woman first.
Let me see. Right now, well,
people are gonna say that I'm sexist because I said this.
You're
I know
such
that.
A fucking sexist.
Kotaku, I just say ladies first. You can make an article on me.
Over the weekend, I played the Final Fantasy 14 beta, which was amazing. It was the first time I really played an MMO, so the fact that I enjoyed it so much.
Oh, yeah, it's like, a good MMO. And you're playing the inferior version, by the way.
What happened?
You're playing the inferior version, by the way, because you're playing it on PS3, which is a lot less fun than the PC.
No, not really.
No, seriously, it's like you're playing on a seven years old hardware. with 500 megabytes of gigabytes of RAM. 500 megabytes of RAM.
Game look, that's game a lot look of difference good to you, for Alyssa.
Yeah.
All right, that's all that matters.
I mean, if it look, you have to see the difference. It looks so much better on PC.
I'm sure.
I know, but I'm not a graphics whore. Like, if I'm having fun with the game, it looks nice, and I'm just more used to controllers anyway.
There you go.
You can play on with a controller on PC as well.
Preach.
You can play with a controller on PC as well, you know?
Yeah, but I just prefer the console. Like, that was the version I was going to get anyway, and I've been waiting for the PlayStation 3 version. So.
Okay. Solidarity.
Yeah.
They did the same shit in Final Fantasy XI. They told us that the PS2 players were, you know, we were fucking... We were the lower part of the caste system. Don't listen to them.
We'll no, actually, that's the opposite. Because in Final Fantasy XI was coded for PS2 first.
Yeah.
PS2 was the lead development platform. So there, the PS2 was actually holding back PC.
Yeah.
Like you had PC had so exactly the same graphics. Yeah.
But
on the other hand, here they did the writing. They developed it first on PC.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, PS3 does its thing, and that's okay. The big problem with PS3 is that it doesn't show all the players.
That's exactly like 11, yeah.
Yeah.
But I still didn't have a lot of fun. It was kind of nice following, but then I was able to jump into all these events with like other players. And I'm a single-player RPG person, so for me to have that much fun doing like multiplayer stuff, it was really great.
That's good.
Right, it has a story. It has a good story, so it of course will pull you in.
What else am I?
Sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm also playing. I am playing this one game. Can I reveal it? It's something I'm reviewing actually.
Well, if it's out already, you can.
No, not yet. It'll be a surprise. But I've been playing.
Did you sign an NDA about it?
What was that?
Did you sign an NDA about it?
If
you
didn't, better to be safe than sorry.
yeah. So I'll leave it as a little surprise. Yeah. But I've been playing a certain game, and you'll see a review for that later this week.
That's it.
That's it.
Oh, okay. Giuseppe.
Okay, I've been playing the Final Fantasy XIV beta as well. On PC, though. No? Well, actually, I played it on bottom PS3 and PC because I'm trying to compare them. You know, problem is that I can. I actually wanted to make a nice little post with, you know, side by side screenshot comparisons. Unfortunately, you can take screenshots of the PS3.
I know.
It's a little sad. I mean, I probably they didn't do it on purpose, but it's very convenient because it doesn't look as good on PS3. but it's extremely fun, and yes, like 2 days ago, at the end of this weekend of the beta, was this event that I reported about with 500 freaking Lalafels romping around the freaking world.
I heard about that, yeah.
Yeah, and the servers held amazingly, like there wasn't even a little bit of lag. Was responsive with 500 people in the same place, and there was no lag. Like my GTX 660 actually held like 40, 45 frames per second with no sweat with 500 people around me, and it was awesome. And then I'm playing the beta of Dragon Quest X, which is another big news for this week. It's gonna come on PC. We don't know if it's going to come on PC in the West or not, but it's on PC, and you can actually access the beta. If you look at on our site, there is instructions on how to access the beta, even if it's in Japanese, and it's a pretty fun game. I mean, it's both offline and online. If you're not in Japan, you can't access the online part, but the offline part is pretty fun. So I'd give it a look. It's Dragon Quest, so that says a lot already. It's very classic Dragon Quest, actually, like down to a T. And then I've been still playing Animal Crossing, hooked like a lot every day.
That's all I see on Twitter right now is people playing Animal Crossing. It's ridiculous.
Every freaking day I wake up and I open my 3DS and I look. I did this. This flower came. I managed to cultivate this flower, a purple, and I finally made a purple rose. And then tonight I trampled it because I'm an idiot. was like,
no, my only from Purple Rose. Oh, it was so sad.
I still have a black tulip though. But my purple rose.
That's cute, Giuseppe. That's really cute.
Come on, it was the only one I had.
That's really cute.
Aw. The game's a douche though. How does it like allow you to trample a flower like that?
Oh my god.
No, because when you basically how it works is that when you walk around over flowers, it doesn't damage them, but if you run over them, there is a chance that you will break them.
Mm.
And unfortunately, that time I actually ran because you're kind of used to running around, you know, because you don't want to take too much time to go around. So sometimes you just don't remember to stop running when you move over flowers. And that time I didn't remember.
Oh my god!
Yeah, so my poor purple rose.
That's cute.
Yeah, it was really sad. If someone has a purple rose, please give me one.
No, we're not going to encourage this habit. Sorry.
That's it.
I'll keep mine short and sweet. I just started playing The Last of Us. I feel dead inside after the first 30 minutes of that game. I feel dead inside.
You don't like it?
No. I mean, like, it's so fucking good, but the first 30 minutes are really just emotional. And yeah, I won't spoil anything, but I mean, wow. Naughty Dog killed it. They killed it. After that, I'll probably play some Remember Me. I played a little bit of that. It was all right so far. But I'll be playing The Last of Us from now until I finish it. And that's
it looks good. I'm probably going to pick it up myself. I don't really interest. I'm not really interested in the whole zombie fad.
They're not zombies.
Well, kind of. They have people with the fungus.
They're infected.
The fungi.
They're called fungi. Because they're not dead. So they're not zombies. They're not the living dead. So
they behave like zombies.
It's just, do they behave like zombies? Look, I'm just, you know,
are they
I'm just telling you the correct nomenclature, bro. That's it. They're infected. The Naughty Dog developer corrected me when I said zombies.
Do they want
you can't call them zombies. No, they don't eat your brains. They eat your flesh,
which is the same thing.
No, it's not. They're not zombies. They're not living dead, man. They're just people with fungus on their face.
They're still zombies.
Oh my god. Alright, so
they behave exactly like zombies. They're freaking.
I'm just saying, they're called infected, man. The fucking Naughty Dog is gonna send you an angry email and be like, yo, stop saying zombies, motherfucker.
I'm gonna say them, do they want to hit you? So they're zombies. They go around.
No, they don't. They actually make really weird sounds. Look, I don't really want to get into it because people haven't played the game. I'd rather you be surprised. But I can tell you.
So the sound they make is a spoiler.
I'd rather not. I mean, it's like, look, with the way I am with games, before I play a game, I don't want to know anything about it. So
interesting factor. Looks like Japanese people.
Oh really?
Are really enamored with the game. They love it.
It's really good.
It's a Western game. So yeah, it's like Western games that people in Japan really love. They try to make them like Uncharted. They hired frigging Harrison Ford to promote Uncharted and managed to. And this one didn't even promote it heavily, but they are loving it, which is big. I'm actually kind of waiting to see the sales at this on this Friday.
Oh God,
this
is Wednesday. Alyssa. She's had enough.
She's gonna come back.
I hope so.
In 2 days we're gonna have the sale figures for Uncharted in Japan. I'm actually pretty curious The Last of Us in Japan. I'm pretty curious to see how well it did because it would be nice.
Yeah.
They kind of deserve it. I want to see it, even if people take out Ellie from the cover of the magazines.
Even if Ellen Page gets mad at them for taking her likeness.
Seriously, come on.
I don't think she honestly meant it as shitty as it came off. But the reaction.
It really came off.
Did you see the reaction on NeoGAF, though? Those people were just tearing her to pieces. Oh my god.
Well, NeoGAF people take care of everyone.
They were going in on this girl.
They are very informed, but they are also very cruel. I mean, I love you, NeoGAF people. I actually use you as a source a lot of times, but because you're really, really informed, you're also really, really cruel. So, you probably are very proud of that, I'm sure. So, yeah.
Hi, Alyssa. Welcome back.
Welcome back, Alyssa. Is she there?
I hope so, because...
Alyssa,
wrap
hello.
This shit up.
Alyssa, come on. But she's not right, responding. She's there, but
she's
not.
Here in spirit. So, yeah, we're going to wrap this up. I am David Rodriguez, staff writer and host. And with me was Giuseppe Nelva.
Bye.
And Alyssa James. Thank you. Thank you, Alyssa. Thank you. It's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure. All right, guys.
Bye,
that was
everyone.
Episode 135. Take care. We'll see you next week.
That's a good game to play.
Yeah.
So have fun.
Bye-bye.
Alyssa, are you there?
Oh, my God. It doesn't matter.
She's mocking
it
us.
Doesn't matter now.
Ah, she's gone again.
Who was it? This one was really good.